This was a different Charles Clement than the one who spoke to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce in 2014.
I was here a couple years ago talking about the status, the financial status, the operational status of the consortium, and there was a lot of uncertainty. There continues to be a lot of uncertainty, but we've managed over the course of the last 3 years to take many variables out of the equation, and the status of the consortium is strong.
Those variables included staff cuts and reorganization, but Clement says Search is now in the black with around $115 million in annual revenues, several months of reserves in the bank, and almost 1,000 employees, nearly 500 of whom work in Sitka. 2 years ago, both Search and Sitka Community Hospital were struggling. Now both have stabilized. The question in the air, Clement referred to it as the monkey on the table in this room, was, does a merger make sense? The respective leadership of Search and Sitka came together recently to talk about precisely this.
A couple months ago, we met with the assembly and shared with them that, you know, we thought there was a real conversation to be had here within the community of Sitka, you know, a community of 9,000 people running two hospitals with almost virtually identical service lines. You know, whether it's lab, it's imaging, it's primary care, you know, this basic level of service, and just, you know, trying to facilitate a conversation to say, you know, does this make sense?
Whether it makes sense or not, no one's yet taken the temperature of the community on a merger. City Administrator Mark Gorman, who served years as Vice President of Search Community Services, alluded to old antagonism towards Search in the community by saying the history was very deep. Clement responded that anxiety and fear are the bedrock of this conversation, but he also offered to reframe the argument and suggested that Sitka should look at healthcare with a clean slate.
If we all work together to the best of our ability, taking the resources that we have on the table, would we organize the healthcare delivery system in Sitka the way that it's organized now?
Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 14 President Paulette Moreno thought it was important to include questions of racial equity in any discussion of a possible merger. She wanted to know if Search would maintain a Native hiring preference and what were the barriers to a merger. On Native hiring preference, Clement said it was legal and would be continued. On a merger, however, Clement wanted to make sure that no one left the room thinking it was anything close to a done deal.
I would say it's probably irresponsible on my part to jump to the conclusion that there needs to be some sort of merger. I think really what we're at is a place of trying to have a conversation to see if there can be a shared vision.
Clement added that he thought the community would be well served by having that conversation, but he personally would not drive the agenda. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.